A reading from the prophet Zephaniah. Seek the Lord, all you, the humble of the earth, who obey his commands. Seek integrity. Seek humility. You may perhaps find shelter on the day of the anger of the Lord. In your midst I will leave a humble and lowly people, and those who are left in Israel will seek refuge in the name of the Lord. They will do no wrong, will tell no lies, and the perjured tongue will no longer be found in their mouths. But they will be able to graze and rest with no one to disturb them. The word of the Lord.
How happy are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. How happy are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It is the Lord who keeps faith forever, who is just to those who are oppressed. It is he who gives bread to the hungry, the Lord who sets prisoners free. How happy are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It is the Lord who gives sight to the blind, who raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord who protects the stranger and upholds the widow and orphan. How happy are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It is the Lord who loves the just, but thwarts the path of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, Zion's God from age to age. How happy are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Take yourselves, brothers. At the time when you were called, how many of you were wise in the ordinary sense of the word? How many were influential people or came from noble families? No, it was to shame the wise that God chose what is foolish by human reckoning, and to shame what is strong that he chose what is weak by human reckoning. Those whom the world thinks common and contemptible are the ones that God has chosen. Those who are nothing at all to show up those who are everything. The human race has nothing to boast about to God, but you, God has made members of Christ Jesus, and by God's doing, he has become our wisdom and our virtue and our holiness and our freedom. As Scripture says, if anyone wants to boast, let him boast about the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up the hill. There he sat down and was joined by his disciples. Then he began to speak. This is what he taught them. How happy are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy the gentle, they shall have the earth for their heritage. Happy those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Happy those who hunger and thirst for what is right, they shall be satisfied. Happy the merciful, they shall have mercy shown to them. Happy the pure in heart, they shall see God. Happy the peacemakers, they shall be called the sons of God. Happy those who are persecuted in the cause of right, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are you when people abuse you and persecute you and speak all kinds of calumny against you on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be, O Lord Jesus Christ.
Our dear friends in Jesus Christ, next Sunday I won't do the homily. Hereafter Bob will do. Actually, I was a little confused whether to say goodbye something or to the homily, but I will mix up both. The gospel today says about the beatitude, who is the happiest man in the world. I thought when I was young, the happiest man in the world is the air hostess. But luckily, when I asked an air hostess, "Are you the happiest person?" she said, "I'm the terrible person. I have my own difficulty." She always smiles, but she's not happy. So today's reading teaches that true happiness is the blessing of God. And the gospel, what Bob read, it says, all people need to be happy. All days are happy. It is the first longest message that is in the Bible. So Jesus is a new Moses coming to say the new Torah, teaching in the Galilee, near to Galilee, 5 kilometers away, the Beatitudes. Actually, it says about good fortune. The Christian need to be a happy person. Christian have no right to say, "I'm unhappy." I have experienced 8.5 years here in this parish of St. Anthony's and Our Lady of Mercy, that happiness with you. Psalm number 118 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made, be happy." Though happiness is the grace of God, the Makarios. Actually, the old English, it says hap. Hap, the happy word comes from hap, means fullness of internal grace. So in my last homily, I wish that you all want to be a happy people. Whatever your situation, wherever you are, think that you are the happy person, because we are a generational blessing. God does not create us to be unhappy. Be happy always. And the next priest will make you more happy than me. He is also an Indian priest. He comes from Aberdeen. So people say he will have an Aberdeen Scottish accent. I say, no, neither Scottish or nothing. He will have an Indian accent. Even 80 years, I haven't changed any accent. So practically, thank you, dear friends. It's a time to say goodbye to you all. I'm leaving this parish after 8.5 years of my priestly ministry. Many memories of joy, celebration, many losses, challenges that have made us the church together. We have brought our gifts and talents, offered them to God. Actually, yesterday night I was thinking why I came, how I came here. I don't have any answer. My bishop said, you go there. I came to St. Charles. And I heard the bishop of Middlesbrough said, Father Norman is no more. You go. I was really a little hesitant as well. I wasn't sure whether to take a English parish. But God gave me the strength, energy, the power, and to have known you and worked with you has enriched my life beyond measures. But it is truly now time for the next stage, both for me and for you. You have been so dear and loving to me as always. You welcomed me with an open heart and arm. You prayed for me, always supported. I'm asked to serve in the parish of Sutton Cheam. Some people say Cheam. I don't know, actually. I go wherever it is. That's the only thing. But it's a parish name is St. Christopher's. It's in the Diocese of Southwark. I came for an year. Now 8.5 years passed. I do not know how many years I have to be there in the new parish. I'm so thankful to the Diocese of Middlesbrough, especially Bishop Terence Patrick Trainey, and to all my fellow priests, especially the Marist priest, who invited me always Christmas and Easter, and also in other, I enjoyed because that's a proper English meal. And during the meal, I slept also sometimes, which they did not know, because we have a starting and a in between a course of course, which I wasn't really accustomed. Thank you, dear fathers. Thanks to you all, in a very special way, my right hand, left, front, back, everything is here. Bob, really, I cannot forget you ever. Because you made me whatever I am now. You were there for 24/7. Your loving touch. You took me always to the airport and to bring me back. I said, this is the last time. Maybe you have to take the next priest also because it has come as a tradition now. But you just said to him before he comes. We went for meal. We went everywhere. Everything we shared without any barriers. I'm so much indebted to you, Bob. I don't have words to say thanks to you because I don't get enough words. That much you helped. Usually we do the homilies alternative, and after the homily, when we exchange our peace, we say, how was the homily? He says, Anthony, it was rubbish. I say, Bob, it was half and half. It's stupid. People were sleeping, and I was also. We really value, and we put mark out of 10 out of 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 when we exchange the peace. But people never thought. People do not know what we were, because you were thinking that we were exchanging peace. But never we were doing. But we were just valuing our marks of the homily. You did everything for me, because since I have had so many other duties, you said, Anthony, you go ahead. You just say to the people that you have to occupy Indian people. People will believe. They believed. In such a way, I am sure that we will continue the cherished memories, and we will continue our legacy. Thank you, Bob. And also the parish council members, Richard, you are there, the parish council chair. I don't mean to say all names. All volunteers, all people, because when I counted their yesterday, around 67 people are working as volunteers in this church, which never ever we see them, because they work behind the screen. Some people come and do the service. They open the church, clean, and nobody knows. Such a beautiful community I have experienced. Never ever in my life, I'm sure, I won't see. I will say the same thing when I go to the other parish as well. But for the time being, I won't see ever, never in this, like this. But I'm so happy because people are doing so, welcoming, cleaning, flowers, everything. So that's why I said you are the most happiest people, and you can be very proud that you have supported, nourished an Indian priest, choir. I don't want to say special thanks to you. I tried my best to sing, but you know, when I sing, people replied in another way. So I stopped it. Maybe the next parish I will try my best to sing, and they will think that this is the Indian style. That would be. But you have made so great a difference. Thank you, dear friends. I say goodbye, a word that originally meant God be with you. Goodbye is really a derivation of God be with you. The word of God speaks to us in Numbers chapter 6, 24, 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace, through the intercession of Saint Anthony and Our Lady of Mercy. We would want to end this note by speaking these words. Be happy, happy people. May God bless you in abundance. Amen.